الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله
حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على فلان
حي على فلان
حي على فلان الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر
لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه
وسلم
آمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله أحمده واستعينه واستهديه واستغفره. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala kareel al-musaleen Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihin ajma'in. Ajma'in was Muhammad, subhanAllah. I didn't know this went on. That is, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise is due to the Lord of all systems of knowledge. All praise is due to Allah. I praise Him. I seek His assistance. I seek His guidance, and I ask for His forgiveness. I bear witness there is no God but Allah, the one who has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, is His servant and His messenger. All praise is due to Allah. We ask Allah's peace and blessings be on the best among the prophets, Muhammad, as well as on his family and his companions. Ameen. We seek refuge with Allah from our own weaknesses, our own faults, our own errors. All praise due to Allah who sit down upon us his book most clear and later reveal in the last ayah, this day I have completed for you your way of life and completed my blessings and my favor upon you and chose al-Islam as your way of life. All praise due to Allah who united the hearts of the believers with al-Islam and has made it an obligation to stay united and made it forbidden to become separated in his clear book. I advise myself first, so I advise you to have consciousness, awareness, taqwa, for Allah the Most High, and obey Him. Dear Muslim believers, again, I greet you. Assalamu alaikum. Juma Mubarak. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Ma asabba min musibati illa bi ithnillahi wa man yumin Billahi yahdi qalbahu wallahu bikulli shay'in alim. We say Salakallahu Deen. The expression is as follows. I seek refuge with Allah. I seek refuge with Allah against this shaitan and reject it. No misfortune ever befalls unless it is by Allah's leave. And whoever has faith in Allah, Allah directs his heart along the right path. Allah has knowledge of everything. This is Surah 64, At-Taghabun, Loss and Gain. And it's Ayat 11. And we say, surely Allah speaks the truth. And reporting hadith from Shu'aib, regular man who reported, at the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessed be upon him, said, wondrous is the affair of the believer. If there is good for him in every matter, and this is not the case with anyone except the believer. If he is happy, then he thanks Allah, and thus there is good for him. If he is harmed, then he shows patience, and thus there is good for him. The second reporting from Abu Huraira, the Messenger of Allah, the peace and the blessings be upon him, said, if Allah intends good for someone, then he inflicts him with trials. And as we begin this presentation for our khutbah, we as always bring to mind, bring our inner beings to our goal, and that is to focus ourselves on Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. We come together for the purpose of getting our reset. We kind of look at it as getting our reset. Life has a way of pressing on us. And since our last time that we've came together at Jumu'ah and all the time in between in our lives, one thing for sure is that we know that life happens. There's a saying that life is lifing. When Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, tells us in this in so important surah, Surah Asr, wa asr inna insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amalu salihat wa tawassaw bilhaqqi wa tawassaw bis-sabr. By the time, lo, man is in a state of loss, save those who have faith and do righteous deeds and counsel each other to hold on to truth and counsel each other to be steadfast. And over time, we can be in a state. And it seems like while we're in this state, the clock moves at about one tick an hour. Well, sometimes it could be totally opposite, and where we're in that state and it moves so fast that it can be like 60 ticks a second. But Allah is telling us to counsel each other to hold on to truth. Counsel each other to be resolute. So inshallah, today, that is my plan with this khutbah. One thing about history, one thing about our lives, something is always going to go on. We live in a time in history right now, and Allahu Alam, only God knows, Allah is the best knower, that they will look back at and study for decades, just in the time we live in right now. Because we look at our own lives and how many years we've been here, and we study our lives ourselves. So you have a time in history that they're going to look at, and we automatically look at the time for ourselves. In our lives, we look back at our lives, we study our lives. And when life is being life, we spend more time looking at it. And when this ayat, excuse me, and when this ayat for today begins, Allah says, no misfortune ever befalls unless it is by Allah's leave. So Allah is saying that no asab, ever musibatin, unless it be by Allah's bi'ithni, asab, misfortune, calamity. This word being in the fourth form shows us that something is causing it. Something has caused this to happen. Now we know that something has happened, and again, look at the world right now. Look at the situations that are going on right now, and how we get to a point where we feel helpless to be able to change some things. This word also means affliction. When Allah is telling us that this is something that will cause us some pain to us, will cause some pain to us, that this will cause some suffering to us, it's going to be distressing to us. And then Allah says that it can only happen. It can only happen. It will only happen if it be by Allah's bi'ithni, Allah's permission, by Allah's leave. Why is this so important for us to understand? Because in life, we have questions. Our life is a life of questions. We are intellects. We are creatures that the inquisitive nature in us is what drives us to reach the heights of what our lives can be. It was in that nature in us that we want to crawl. We want to walk. We want to speak. We want to read. We want to drive. We want to create things. It's that inquisitive nature that we have automatically in us that drives us to keep moving. All through life, we have that nature. And when something happens, then we question what has happened or what is happening, because that's something that our nature does. It seeks answers. What we have to learn is that first and foremost, whatever it is, it has only happened because Allah has allowed it to happen. We can say that from this ayat, but even more, in Allah's revealed book to humanity, in which all the questions we have are answered, the Quran. Now, what happens in our lives is not as we think it is. Allah states, and this is crucial in the connection for today, Allah states that no misfortune ever befalls the earth, nor on yourselves, but we have inscribed it in a book before we made it manifest. Surely that is easy for Allah. Now this connection, nothing, no misfortune, as sad bad, comes down, musibatin. This ayat starts the exact same way that the ayat we're using for today's khutbah, in today's presentation. The same words, same forms, the same cause. Brothers and sisters, whatever happens, period, be it on earth or on us, has been decided before it happened by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was not only ordained, it was preordained by Allah. Meaning that it was decided or determined beforehand by Allah. Now, the issue we have is that we, in our nature, we question, we wonder, we think. And the words asabah and musibatin, they're from the same root. They're the same word. And when misfortune or calamity or some tragedy happens, it also comes down and it feels like a lead weight has fallen upon us. This word also means to come down. No misfortune will come down. And you know, there's a saying that when it rains, it pours. This is what Allah is saying to us, that when it comes to these unfortunate events in our lives, it was something that was going to happen even before it ever happened. The Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stated that wondrous is the affair of the believer, for there is good for him in every matter. And this is not the case when anyone except the believer. If he is happy, then he thanks Allah, and thus there is good for him. But if he is harmed, then he shows patience, and thus there is good for him. And as I close the first part, the key point inside of this tradition is the term believer. In the ayat that we use, the next key point is whoever has faith in Allah. Amina in the root. In the ayat 4:4 again. That believer in Allah is already a believer. Some come to believe after something happens. But Allah is stating, and Muhammad the Prophet, the present peace be upon him, is stating to us that this is who has been harmed, the believer, who is being tested, who is being tried, and is already a believer. And someone who is already set. That believer, though, may be moved. Will be moved. May be hurt. Will be hurt. Is going to be secure in enough of the aspects in that belief. Because nothing happens unless Allah allows it and intends for it to happen. And whether it's good or bad, the believer must in some way find something to get out of it that helps the good. Because the first good is that belief in Allah. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. Ameen. Ameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. I don't know if I really said losses and gains. The Kutbah title, inshallah, losses and gains. So this Amina, it's more than just a belief. It's a trust. Now this trust is only the trust we can give Allah. Because who else would we allow to let something happen that we did not have any control over? When we think of Asab, we find ourselves in the most vulnerable positions. We find ourselves in a weak state. We find ourselves with so many questions, but it is in this time, in that moment, that we have to allow the faith that we have, whatever it be in us, to come be that air that fills us up. Be the strength that we rely on. When these trials come, when the winds of life come blowing toward us, we have to have something that will bring us through all of it. And that is faith. Why? Because there used to be an old, very, very large oak tree that was uprooted by the wind and a storm. And it was thrown across the stream. And it fell among some reeds. Now the oak fell among the reeds. And it said to the reeds, I wonder how you, who are so light and weak, are not entirely crushed by these strong winds. And they replied, well, you fight and contend with the wind. And consequently, you are destroyed. While we, on the contrary, bend before the least breath of air. And therefore, we remain unbroken. And the moral of this fable is, you have to bend to overcome. You have to bend to overcome. You know, sometimes we think that we are just like that oak tree. You know, oak trees can live to be anywhere from 300 to 600 years old. Now, can you imagine how the roots for an oak tree is that's been there for 600 years? Can you imagine the strength that is inside of that oak tree with those roots. But here is an Aesop fable telling us that not only did the oak tree get uprooted, it was thrown across the stream. Across the stream. And it fell among some reeds. Now reeds, I got a note that was made, I heard this morning. Yeah, okay. Now reeds are those tall, slender plants. They grow in water, around water, and around the marsh. And in the second definition of what a reed is, it states this. A reed is a weak and impressionable person. The oak tree is supposed to be strong, a symbol of strength. It's supposed to be able to withstand the elements. But here comes the winds. The winds that uprooted a tree that may have been there for hundreds of years and threw it all across the stream with ease. This is what happens to us when calamities happen. The winds represent to us the misfortune and the calamities. And now it seems that our whole world has been turned upside down. And we get thrown across the stream. Now, what is a stream? Stream is water. A stream is water. Water has a bunch of representations, but one thing it represents emotions. It represents unknown. Because I heard something this morning that we have to remember that. But it also represents Moses' mother, alayhi salam. She trusted Allah enough to put him in the basket and set him in what? Set him in the water and set him free. So water is unknown. When you have to deal with these emotions, you're dealing with the emotions of the unknown. But here is a sign from us, from Allah, in Moses' mother, that is also a sign where you have to have some faith. So understand this, that it's naturally going to be like that for us when we deal with things. We will come to these points in our lives where we get thrown just like that oak tree. But what Allah is telling us is that we have to see the reeds. They're considered to be weak and impressionable. And when the shaitan saw the body of Adam, alayhi salam, and thought that this is a weak creature, because this creature was made of clay, which is what? Impressionable. Moldable. Clay takes on the form of whatever it is formed to be. But the strong winds did not uproot the reeds. No. They were still in the spot they were before the winds. And they survived the winds. And when the oak saw that, it was shook. It was shocked. And it said, I wonder how you, so light and weak, are not crushed by these winds. See, the shaitan wants us to be crushed. The winds of misfortune that come our way in Shaitan's world, in Shaitan's thinking, are designed to uproot us. But the reeds, they replied, you fight and contend with the wind. And you know, sometimes we as humans, we go against what Allah does. Today we read, and man is contentious. And man is contentious. The reeds then said, and consequently you are destroyed, while we, on the other hand, bend before the least breath of air and therefore remain unbroken. Bend before the least breath of air. What is this telling us? The reeds represent to us what our faith should be like. What we should aspire our faith to be. How our faith can be in the most harshest of winds. Imam Muhammad, he said, faith takes the burden of shaitan off your back. It will take faith to be like the reeds, though we may look weak to some. Because we've been at the least breath of air. Meaning that we have to have faith to learn to accept what Allah has already written in the book. What is going to happen has already been decided. Our lives are to live it out and work to give ourselves the best possible outcome. Now, this means that sometimes we have to have some winds. We have to have some storms, some winds so strong that they would uproot the most biggest and strongest oak tree. Because the oak trees evidently weren't rooted firmly enough in their faith. It is the reeds that bend to the will of Allah that allows them to survive the winds. But for those who do not let the hurt and the pain make them strong like weeds, they end up like the oak tree. But if they bend, and in the Salat class, we were discussing the bend. We were discussing how we bend. We bend from Qiyam to Ruku. We bend from Qiyam to Sajda. Our life of worship is a life of bending, just like that reed. This is where we get the strength from. When our faith is like the reed, when we learn to bend in the winds of emotion. Because we know that Allah, highly glorified is He. Allah is controlling everything. We also know that because of our faith in Allah, when that terrible thing happens and we're looking for answers, we must, capital M-U-S-T, we must turn to Allah. Because Allah says to us that whoever has faith in Allah, Allah directs his heart along the right path. Allah directs his heart along the right path. Have faith in Allah, and Allah will guide the heart to the right path. When we go through something, we all want to know sometimes why. What was the reason? What can we do now? Where do we go from here? Allah tells us that Allah will guide us in these times to the right path. How? Through our heart. Through our qalb. This is qalb. You know, months ago I was teaching on sadra. This is qalb. In the root, this means that Allah will literally turn us in a direction where we can find the most ease, the most comfort. We have to understand that Allah does not say that we will receive it in our minds. Allah will address the concerns that we have in the most important place, where, and that is located in our hearts, the qalb. This word, again, it means literally to turn a thing upside down. It means to change conditions. If the condition is pain and hurt, it will be Allah that will change and guide that change of condition. If the condition is feeling lost, looking for answers, then it will be Allah that will change that condition. What is required from us is faith to trust that Allah will do this. No, it's not easy to say we need to do this or do that when someone is going through something. But I opened up where Allah tells us to counsel each other to hold on to truth. Counsel each other to be steadfast. The truth that I want to counsel us to hold on to is Allah. Hold on to the Quran. Hold on to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the prophet is reported to have said, if Allah intends good for someone, he inflicts him with trials. It is telling us that these trials are not in vain. Allah is not mean. Allah is not cruel. But we cannot grasp Allah in our minds. We cannot grasp why Allah would do things. We cannot grasp the understanding of it. But we have to have faith that knows that Allah does not wish to put hurt on us. I mentioned in my last khutbah that Allah has ordained that His mercy shall overreach His wrath. Muhammad, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is expressing to us that there's some good to come about for someone who Allah intends to give him some good. Allah will inflict him with trials. How can this bring about some good How can this bring about some good is what we say when we're in the middle of the winds. We can't even think that there's something good in it. How can we find the good in this, in the storms that are coming down? And we need not think that Tuesday, whole side of the country was shut down because of what? Storms, winds. Tonight, storms, winds. This is a sign for us. We have to look at these signs from a place that we can feel them in our heart. That's where the hurt is. That is where the pain is. That is where the good will come to ease that pain. Allah states that with every difficulty will come the relief. Fa'inna ma'usra yusra, inna ma'usra yusra. But it is the difficulty that we have to get through. No, Allah does not say it would be easy. The Prophet, the present peace be upon him, does not say it would be easy. But both say that it's going to be ease because Allah has only good in mind. When we look at the qalb, our hearts, Allah will turn a thing to the right direction. The shaitan, our number one enemy, wants us to doubt God. Wants us to question God. Wants us to think that God does not know what God is doing. But if we saw the book of destiny, if you had the book of destiny right here in front of you and you knew something was going to happen before it happened, we still couldn't change the outcome of the events. We would just worry ourselves to death. That's mercy right there. If we could have the book in front of us, would that help us better to cope? No. See, the heart is where Allah would change our condition. It is where Allah would turn us again upside down, return us to another direction so that we become even stronger in our faith. We become even stronger in our willingness to go down that path that we've been led to because that's the trust we have. And the ayah continues that Allah has knowledge over everything. Allah is Allahu Alam, the all-knowing. It's Kuli Shayin. Now, I'm sorry. Be Kuli Shayin Alim. This is why we have questions. But what happened today, what happened yesterday, what will happen tomorrow, all sits with Allah. And when we hear this term, Kuli Shayin, we hear this term, Kuli Shayin. It's something that we hear often. Kuli is used hundreds of times in the Quran. And when I was preparing this week, Allah guided me in my heart to want to look at this word in more detail because sometimes you see it and you think, okay, I've seen this. Okay, it's not a word that I may want to put into what we focus on in more detail. So yes, it means everything and how it is used. But I found something that really, really, really touched me. Bikuli. In the meaning of this word, it means to lose father or child. Now, I bring this up because sometimes we in our lives, we live our lives so much in the subconscious that we can get used to something so much that it becomes something in our subconscious that we don't even take it for granted, like driving, you name it. When we see this word and we hear this word, we kind of take it for granted that it can mean something else as well because we always see the context that is in. Because I had to ask myself, why would this meeting be the meaning of this word in what I'm feeling, what I'm looking for to present on Friday? I had to ask for guidance, and everything that Allah does for us is a sign for us. Then what is this sign? Allah has knowledge over everything. Allah has knowledge of exactly what it is that we go through, even when we do not realize it. And sometimes Allah will do something to our lives to bring us back to the fact that our faith needs to be with us every day, every moment, every second. Hey, y'all can come on this side of the... Please. SubhanAllah. Our faith needs to be with us at all times. It is something that we subconsciously might not realize we have or need until something happens that we have to have it. And as I close, and I pray I have counsel. I pray I have counsel to hold to the truth. I pray I have counsel to hold to being patient. Allah does not look to make things happen to make us worship. No. Allah allows things to happen to make us have to rely on Allah. Look to Allah to get us through what we're going through. To trust in Allah. To believe in Allah. Allah wants us to be secure in our faith in Allah. That will get us through this. That we settle our hearts. Yes, we have questions just like Ibrahim alayhi salam. And the reason is to settle our hearts. Right? Wasn't that the reason? Not that we don't have faith, but we want to increase our faith. We want to settle our hearts. In reporting from Abu Huraira, he relates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah says that I have no reward other than paradise for a believing servant of mine who is steadfast when I take away a beloved one from his from the residence of this world. We go through the hardships, we gain more faith. We go through the pain, we have to gain more faith. This is what being told, what we're being told by Allah. Because life is a life of losses and gains. Now, inshallah, I have given something to benefit today, which all praise is due to Allah. May we have pleased Allah in this effort. Rabbana talk about minika as sami olin. O I sustain, accept this thou for us, for thou art alone, all hearing, all knowing. Ameen. Yeah.